Today I'm going to talk about guns, and unlike a lot of people, it's not a one-issue pony for myself. But before I get into guns, I just want to make it clear that every time anybody talks about guns, you have some very emotional, very dogmatic, reactionary camps from several sides. You've got the groups that claim every single school shooting or mass shooting is fake. Is a psyops, is a false flag, etc. You got the homosexuals saying that every single shooting is a plot to get our guns and take all of our guns away. You've got your progressive loonies saying every time someone gets shot that all guns should be banned because, you know, that works so well with illegal drugs. You know, if we only made drugs illegal too, then that would stop drug use in our schools, because, you know, criminals always obey the law. And all these sides sort of talk with their fingers in their ears, and nobody's looking at the whole issue, really. Everyone's got a witch to burn, and so whenever there's a shooting, they just blame whoever they already hated. He even had some people like that fat bastard Michael Moore blaming it on white men, because the last shooter was half white. Forget about that he had Asperger's, that he was mentally ill, and he was on drugs, and his own motives, which he said in his own videos and a 140-page manifesto. It's because of his genes, because he was male and he was white. How ridiculous. But anyway, you always have these people with an axe to grind, and they just blame whatever group they already hated without even looking at the case-by-case shootings. People can cherry-pick statistics on all sides. I mean, you got people saying lack of guns causes crime. You have people saying having guns reduces crime. And you can always find a case that will fit what you want. Some countries with guns have virtually no crime, like Switzerland. Some countries without guns have virtually no gun crime, such as Japan. Some have high gun crime, and some have low gun crime, with or without guns. The United States has guns and plenty of gun deaths. Mexico doesn't allow guns, and they have even more gun deaths. And you can see the same thing with drugs. Japan and Switzerland don't have high drug problems either. Mexico and the United States do, however. So there's something other than the law that is causing people to shoot each other or to use illegal drugs. Something in the culture. I would say poverty would be one place to start looking. Japan and Switzerland don't have huge problems with poverty. Mexico and the United States do. But I can say this. Whether you agree with no guns or everyone can have a gun, I think the dumbest possible scenario is to have mixed areas like the United States, where some places have guns and others don't. Because anybody can easily get a gun in a gun area, go over to a place where there aren't any guns, and shoot everybody. As for school shootings, I would look at mental health and the drugs that these shooters are on every single time. And that's SSRIs. People bring up the example of Australia. Well, Australia did confiscate guns. They had other forms of violent crime go up when gun crimes went down, but they also had sweeping welfare reform as well. We've had guns in the United States for hundreds of years. The school shootings are a relatively new thing that coincide with doctors giving prescription drugs for mental health to children. I personally hate guns. I think it's the weapon of a coward. I'm not one of these people that hugs my gun. I don't have a gun. Never had a gun. Never wanted a gun. But I'm glad my grandmother has one, because I do believe she would have been robbed if she didn't have one, since she's pulled it on people twice trying to rob her house. She could even be dead. Saved her life. There is a useful purpose for firearms. Going to school and shooting people is not one of them. But again, that did not happen prior to SSRIs. I will say there is no reason, however, to sell anybody 400 rounds of ammunition. You gotta draw the line somewhere. And I know people are scared to death of a slippery slope, but I don't think drawing the line at 400 rounds of ammunition is some unreasonable thing to ask. Use your brain. You know, somebody who sells somebody with Asperger's, 400 rounds of ammunition ought to be checked in as well. But I don't think it's the illness. The last two shooters had Asperger's, the major shooters, the one in California and the guy that shot up the elementary school, Adam Lanza. A lot of kids and adults have Asperger's and around the world, and they don't go around shooting everyone. I don't think it's the mental illness so much as the drugs that are given for the illness. People who take SSRIs and then suddenly stop usually act out violently. Normally they commit suicide, but sometimes they commit suicide homicide, which we've seen over and over and over again. Almost all of these shooters have killed themselves. Very rarely do the shooters not take their own lives. That mental check that keeps people from doing things that nearly everyone thinks about in some low point in their lives, that check just isn't there when you've been on SSRIs and then you quit. It's very dangerous, and we can't get to that point in the argument because of the progressives and the gun nuts sloganeering back and forth at each other and nobody really taking a look at mental health. I know people will say, well, of course they're on drugs because they're already crazy, which is dismissive. Thus, that's why they were on the drugs to start with. But I disagree with that explanation. I'm sure people have always had depression or been bipolar or what have you in the past. It's not as if the illnesses were invented suddenly with the invention of SSRIs. And we had guns during that whole period too, but we didn't have these school and movie shootings. Now, the total percent of gun violence has actually gone down dramatically since the 90s. But the total percent of these kind of theatrical deaths in schools and movie theaters has gone up. But 61% of gun homicides are suicides. Most of the gun violence, over half, are people shooting themselves. And I guarantee you they could find another way to kill themselves if they didn't have guns. They just jump off buildings, or they do like in Japan and jump in front of trains. A lot of the rest of the gun violence is by the police. But the total rate of gun deaths is down, even though the press coverage of it isn't. But what we saw in the 90s when Columbine happened was very shocking. I mean, nobody had seen anything like that before. You had children, white children, getting shot in school. And it got a lot of attention on television. But it had happened before in Texas. That's what the Pearl Jam video Jeremy was based on. But that was to a black school and didn't get much, I'd actually say any, attention when that happened. But when it happened in Middle America, when those Jewish kids shot up a school, then it got attention. Suddenly, probably because of the black trench coats they were wearing. There's more attention on that and blaming Marilyn Manson than asking where the hell the kids' parents were or what kind of drugs they were on, prescription or otherwise, and they were all on SSRIs. That's when this stuff started. I would take a deep look into these SSRI drugs and what happens when somebody quits cold turkey, which anyone can do. You can't force the pills down their throat. And what is the success rate of these drugs? Is it really helping people? Are they really helping people? A lot of people get depressed and get over it on their own anyway. And some people just stay sad about it. I'm not sure that these drugs are really doing anything. To me, it's the modern equivalent of the four humors. We just play around with serotonin and progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. And it's just like your bile and phlegm and blood and black bile. It just seems like making the mind a machine, that kind of analogy of is putting the cart before the horse. Do you have an emotion, which is what regulates which chemicals you're going to put out, or is it the other way around? You're just robotic reacting to everything. That's a kind of philosophical, biological question, but I don't think it's simple enough. I think it's way too complicated for you to simply ingest a happy pill. I just don't believe that can happen. Can you take a pill that makes ugly things beautiful, or the reverse? I mean, those are your own judgments, And what makes you happy and sad? Yeah, technically it's the chemicals, but there's something in there. It's not just some automatic process. You have things going on in your life to be happy and sad about. It's your environment. And the pill can't just chase that away. And you can't just zombify people either. But when you have people, and it seems particularly if they have Asperger's or something like that, mild cases of it, albeit, and you stick them on these drugs and they stop, they act out violently, either to themselves or to others, whether there's guns or not. And in countries where they don't have the guns, they're chopping people's heads off and things like that. And you can say, well, the gun makes it easier for a weak person to kill more people. Well, the gun also makes it easier for other weak people to fight back and kill that person too. It's sort of a draw on that regard. But I would look into the drugs. I don't think guns are the problem. I think the prescription drugs are the problem. And I would look at poverty as well. You have to look at the whole picture in many angles and quit trying to slay the beast and say that there's a one-size-fits-all answer for it. But I do think the drugs are a major overlooked part of it. All of these shooters are on these drugs. All of them. And normal people, even people who hate each other, they don't go and just murder strangers to be angry at the world like that. And these kids weren't being bullied. They're being ignored. It seems like neglect was the trigger more so for this attention-seeking behavior than abuse. That's something that was true in the Virginia Tech shooting. It seemed like for Adam Lanza as well. This kid that would shake when he would talk to people who couldn't get laid in California. Forget his name. Don't even want him to be famous. Don't care. But I would look at that. Neglect and just putting people on drugs to mask their symptoms, even though they're still suffering inside. And then when they get off of those, they snap. That's what we have to look into. And that's my two cents.